Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Philip Broussard with the top of the hour news. The TIEX opened 2.91 points lower this morning from yesterday's close at 11,049 on turnover of 14.2 billion NT. An environmental scholar is calling for a renewed environmental impact assessment for Taoyuan's Guantang Industrial Harbor. Chen Shuhua is with the Taiwan Water Resources Protection Union, and she says the investigation into the proposal for the bay hasn't been thorough enough to the point where it is illegal. She is calling on the Environmental Protection Administration to recall the proposal completely or redo the investigation into its effects on the environment. The plan is to develop parts of the bay, but Chen says it could damage or destroy the Guanxin protected area. CPC Corporation Taiwan, which is involved in the project, says everything has been carried out according to law. The CWB says Super Typhoon Kongrei will be closest to Taiwan on the 4th and 5th. The Central Weather Bureau says the storm continues to gain in strength, and it is expected to bring heavy rains and wind to the north and east of the island. Central and southern areas will see heavy cloud cover, while mountainous regions can expect sudden showers. Kongrei is currently located 1,460 kilometers southeast of Taiwan's southernmost tip, traveling north-northwest at a speed of 16 kilometers per hour, and will arrive at the Ryukyu Islands tomorrow. The CWB says the exact path of the storm cannot be predicted with 100% accuracy, so there's a chance it could drift further west. The Bureau says this would increase its impact on the island and could possibly trigger a sea warning, but they will wait for tomorrow to be more certain of their predictions. Taiwan is getting a new direct flight to Bangkok, Thailand. Thai Vietjet, which is a subsidiary of Vietnamese low-cost airline Vietjet Air, will launch the new air route connecting Bangkok and Taichung, with services set to begin on November 3rd. The company says there will be one round-trip flight between the two cities every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. In international news, U.S. President Donald Trump is celebrating a revised North American trade deal with Canada and Mexico. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The most important trade deal we've ever made by far.
The president says NAFTA is no more. Now it's the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
USMCA.
Saying at a Rose Garden celebration, the deal covering more than $1 trillion in trade will send money pouring into the U.S. and help the other two nations.
It will transform North America back into a manufacturing powerhouse.
But while he's vowing to sign it by late November, he's not at all confident Congress will ratify it, pending what happens in the midterm elections, saying Democrats will play politics and refuse to approve whatever he likes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A rap star faces a misdemeanor charge after a late-night fracas in a strip club. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The rapper Cardi B appeared at a Queens police precinct Monday after a middle-of-the-night fight at a nearby strip club early Saturday morning. Cardi smiled as she left the police station. Her lawyer, Jeff Kern, told reporters her case is minor.
Today she received a summons charging misdemeanors only. We're aware of no evidence that she caused anybody any harm at the club that night.
Kern did not provide details. Police say chairs and bottles were thrown in the fracas and two bartenders were hit. Warren Levinson, New York.
That was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Philip Broussard.